This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3374, Friday the 2nd of July 2021. Today's show is entitled, More Free Images. And is part of the series GIMP. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 14 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, we look at some more free photo sites to see if they are really free.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka, welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode in our ongoing series about GIMP and image processing. And what I'm going to do is take a look at some more possible sources of images. And the reason is that my wife sent me something. Now, she's a marketing consultant who has a background in graphic design. It just means she's doing for a living many of the things I have been doing as a hobby in these GIMP tutorials. In the days of the plague, we were doing long walks every day as a form of exercise, and I would often talk about my tutorials and what I was trying to accomplish. On one of these walks, I was explaining that I was trying to use many different free image sites, as we've discussed, and the next day she sent me a link to some more. Now, it came from a marketing site called 20 over 10, link in the show notes, and offered their 15 favorite sites. Links to all of those are in the show notes as well. Now, these are mostly high-quality stock photo sites, which is, of course, what my wife uses in her work. The advantage of sites like these is that you might get better quality images than you find on a public domain site, so I thought I should investigate. And here's what I found. Most of these sites are reasonably free, though I wish they weren't often creating their own licenses. Fairly typical of these is a site called Unsplash.com, which bills itself as the internet's source of freely usable images. But what does that mean exactly? To find out, I checked the license, and I give them full marks for the fact that that was easy for me to do. Now, the Unsplash license says, Unsplash photos are made to be used freely. Our license reflects that. All photos can be downloaded and used for free. Commercial and non-commercial purposes. No permission needed, parentheses, though attribution is appreciated. What is not permitted? Photos cannot be sold without significant modification. Compiling photos from Unsplash to replicate a similar or competing service. Even though attribution isn't required, Unsplash photographers appreciate it as it provides exposure to their work and encourages them to continue sharing. And it goes on to say what they call long form. It's not that long. Unsplash grants you an irrevocable, non-exclusive, worldwide copyright license to download, copy, modify, distribute, perform, and use photos from Unsplash for free, including for commercial purposes, without permission from or attributing the photographer or Unsplash. This license does not include the right to compile photos from Unsplash to replicate a similar or competing service. Now, to be fair, this is not a bad license. I think for most people's uses, this would be a good site, and the images are definitely good ones. Similar sites include Pixabay, Pexels, KaboomPix, and Shutteroo. In fact, the license terms I could find on all of these sites look like they came from a single template. So basically what I think they're saying with all of these is, yeah, use these images, but don't try and get into competition with us. Okay. It's not too bad. I could live with that. But do I have to? Well, let's see. We still have more sites to go. So I came to negative space. Now, I was very happy to see on the front page that all images are licensed CC0, which I like a great deal. Just to double check, I went to an image and clicked through to the download page and saw download the free high resolution image Lighthouse Sky with a CC0 license and use it however and wherever you like. Okay, that sounds good. I love that it has the CC0 license claim right on the home page of the site, and that it repeats it on the download page of each image. I take licensing very seriously, and while I tend to think that copyright is way overdone, particularly in the hands of the big media companies, I am friends with an author, Michael W. Lucas, who has reasonably pointed out that he relies on copyright to make a living. So, it can be complicated. My wife uses stock photo sites a lot, but she has customers, so the costs can be billed to a client or taken as a tax deduction. I don't have any clients or any revenue. In fact, I spend money to host these tutorials on a website I pay for. In any case, I like it when I can see easily what the license terms are for a site. And when I got to Fancy Crave, I did not get that. The site looked like something to check out since it's aimed at freelancers, and the 20 over 10 article had this blurb for it. Fancy Crave's easy-to-navigate website releases two new images from professional photographers every day. The photos have much more of a fun, eclectic vibe, perfect for blog posts or social media. But under what terms? I saw that the word free was fairly prominent, and the encouragements to start downloading and fill up your hard drive. But I'm not new to the internet, and I don't take the word free at face value. I need details. Now, the pictures are grouped as themes, so I clicked through to a collection of sunset photos. I saw that each of them said free download, but I've seen that exact same language used to say you can download it for free, but to use it, you need to pay money. I'm sure you've all seen this. There was a collection that said public domain in the title. It was one for palm trees, but I never found anything that looked like an explicit license anywhere on the site. A further down check is that it seemed to autoplay video commercials all the time I was on the site. Well, next is Burst. Burst is a site that is a subsidiary of Shopify, and it looks like it is a kind of photo sharing site. So part of the emphasis is for people to become contributors and upload their own photos. If you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, there is an FAQ section with a clearly marked link to the license page. So a thumbs up there. I clicked through and found a very long page written by a lawyer that covered the terms of service for the site. So much of it involves really what you agree to if you create an account, if you upload photos, and of course the usual denial of liability if anything goes wrong. But section 4 of this long legalese has the license information, and from this it looks like there are two kinds of license involved. One of them is CC0, the other looks a lot like the Unsplash license above. You would need to check each photo. But at least when you click through to the download page for an image, there is a section on the left sidebar for license, so it is clearly marked. I tried the first 5 images on the top free downloads and got this: license, burst, some rights reserved. Then I tried another image from the collections drop-down and got one that is CC0 licensed. Now, I could not find any way to restrict the search to CC0, which would have made this site a lot better for me, but you can at least get the information. Now, the next one, Pick Jumbo. This puts the word free in large type on the homepage, but it very quickly pivots to selling memberships. There is an FAQ page, but it appears to be for the premium membership only. As far as I can tell, There are no truly free images here. It looks like you purchase a membership and then you can download images all you like. But while the FAQ page has some usage information, it's in the question and answer format, not a real license. So while they're entitled to their own business model, I don't think I'll be doing anything here. Now, Free Range is another site using the word free very prominently. And in this case, there is a clear link on the homepage to the license information. They use something called Equal License, which aims to balance the rights of users and creators. Now, the summary of it is, you can use images for nearly any purpose, commercial or non-commercial, without attribution. You cannot sell, redistribute, or relicense the images, and you cannot sell products which derive their primary value from the image. Now, then there's a link to a more detailed explanation, which is not bad, but has areas of ambiguity. Now, for instance, you can use these images freely for printed items like menus, flyers, packaging, mailers, and books, as long as it's not just a book of photos. But you cannot use them to sell items with images printed on them. Now, I think I know what they mean by that. And I think what they're saying is you can't take their photo and, say, slap it on a t-shirt and sell it online. All right. But it is a little bit ambiguous. Now, they do say they have CC0 photos available. I could not find a way to just search for CC0 items. And it looks like you have to create an account before you can download anything there. So kind of struck out again. But we've got a few good ones. LibreShot. It's a site by one person, Martin Varel, who is the photographer. On the home page, there is a clear link that says License on the top menu bar. And clicking through, there is clear language that everything is CC0 licensed. However, it is using a version of the license that is older and has been retired. So I'm going to say this is okay with a small asterisk. Then there's a site called Nappy, which has an interesting focus. They only have photos of black and brown people. So it's kind of a niche, but if that's what you're looking for, this would be a good place to go. Under the About menu on the top navigation bar, I found the license link, and that says everything is CC0 licensed. So full marks for giving the license information, and this would be a go-to site if you needed this particular type of photo. Then there's StockSnap. That's a site that claims to offer beautiful, free stock photos. And right under that headline is a clear link that says free from copyright restrictions. And you click the link, it takes you to the license page where you find that they use CC0. And in fact, they go further than some sites in explaining exactly what CC0 means. Now, wrapping up the list, we have Splitshire. And that looks like it has something, again, similar to that Unsplash license, which means they're writing their own using common license terms. And finally, there was Life of Pics, for which I could find no license information at all. There's nothing obviously findable for the site as a whole, and clicking on an image does not give any information either. So this is not anything I can recommend. So, of the 15 sites listed, most of them had at least some issues with the licensing. I think if you were careful, you could use some of the images from these sites. But the ones I would recommend based on the licensing are Negative Space, Burst, but be careful, not all the images are CC0. You have to be careful there. LibreShot, Nappy, and StockSnap. So, there's at least a few sites, maybe five sites, that might be worth bookmarking for your future use for images that you can use. Now, as always, before using an image, just be very careful that you check the licensing. You don't want to make a mistake on something like that. And I am always very careful. So I either want to see something on the site itself that says every image here is licensed, or I want to see license information for the individual item. And I try and practice what I preach. And if you go to my website, you should see at the bottom of every page the Creative Commons license that I license my material under. My material I license as a share-alike, attribution share-alike 4.0 license, but it's on every single page. So with that, this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio, signing off, and as always, encouraging you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.